bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I've been thinking about success. How do you become successful at something? How do you create an environment where you win? And I've had some thought, and of course I'm a registered contrarian thinker, and I had to take a look at and I had to take a look at things we tell ourselves, things that we do. And it's about self-deception. We deceive ourselves. We fool ourselves, right? I think over the next few months, I'm going to start looking at what we tell ourselves, what we say to ourselves, and the things that we hold true that are in fact not true. We keep telling people that the truth is the most important thing, when in fact it's not. You got to be truthful all the time. We give honor to people who tell the truth. We give honor to people who are honest and forthright and all that, what I like to call ridiculousness. Because I think one of the things we forget is everything else that's out in the world. It's like a person that reads a lot, right? Oh, they're well-learned. Well, are they? Of the books in the world on a particular topic, you might have, I don't know, 5 or 10. And we heap honors on people who know. We forget about all the stuff they don't know. We look at all the things we learned out of a book, but we never think about the things that are in other books
that go unread. The dot that connects the next great cancer cure. But yet we praise honesty, truthfulness. We don't give credence to people who fool themselves. I look at it as not being a weakness, but actually being a trait that helps people. The only problem is they use it to deceive other people than themselves. But I think if we spent more time deceiving ourselves, a lot more would be accomplished. Robert Trivers actually has a theory of self-deception. By not consciously recognizing how you lie to yourself, individuals can avoid revealing subtle cues that might betray their actual deception to each other or to someone else. And the theory suggests that self-deception is an adaptive strategy honed by natural selection that enhances social interactions and survival. And every time we talk to people and we do things, what do? We lie. We fool other people. And if you ever run across people that are good at doing that, of being manipulative, of being quiet, of being, what's the word I'm looking for? Secretive. They're lying to you. Everybody that communicates lies. In nature, between people, when you're going to walk your dog, I'll get to you in like 5 minutes, and then they don't get to you. When you're driving, I'll be there in 30 minutes, and it takes 45. We lie. But many of us are unconsciously deceptive. And we appear more convincing and confident in what we say and do when in fact it's false. Which then makes them really good at getting one over on somebody. So how do you do that? We say, I'm telling the truth, which is almost a sign that something someone's telling you is truthful. So then the question you have to ask is, what are you not telling me? Because if I'm only supposed to take what you're telling me and take that as truthful, that's true. But what else do I not know that will then make what you're saying false? People promote themselves. You make a resume, but your resume has a few, you know, you upplay the positive and downplay the negative. Make yourself more favorable. And the fact that we're biased, we come up with a narrative about ourselves that's slightly a little higher and better than what we already do. And then sometimes we just make the stuff up. And it's intentional. Social media gives us good news all the time. Somebody asked me a question today. What's good in your life? And I commenced to say, well, nothing. These things happen. These things are up. But no, find something good. Because we won't even take someone else's words, other people's words, we would prefer to hear a lie that's positive than the truth. And I just find that odd. But then there's self-deception. Biologically, sociologically, psychologically, political analysis. We like positive. But then, when you lie to yourself, when you realize the self-deception your human behavior causes you to do something. Well, I think we're on to something. Many people lie about the fact that they're successful and they planned it. Many people lie about the things that happen in the future as if they could make it happen when, in fact, just dumb luck. But in order for you personally, internally, without assistance from anybody else or anything else or any other information, in order for you to be successful, there are some things you have to tell yourself. When you're running a race, that's 26.2 or whatever it is, miles, called a marathon. When you're playing in the last game, possibly, with Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers. You want to be positive? Or you want to give yourself some information that you believe is going to get you to the other side? I can clearly say, when I started my PhD program, I had no idea whether or not I was going to finish. When I started my master's degree program, I had no idea I thought I was going to finish. Every certificate, every class, every degree, I had no idea whether or not I was going to finish. So you know what I did? I deceived myself. So when you're positive all the time, we can do this. We got this. That's a lie. You have no idea. The problem is, if we looked at it for what it was, we would realize that deception, self-deception, is good. We go into the interview and tell ourselves, I got this. It's a lie. We go into the last basketball game. Up 3-2. And what do you tell yourself? We got this. You lie. I knew I was going to graduate. You lie. Unless you're a fortune teller. And fortune tellers are what? Liars. So in the end, you have to realize that if you want to be successful in this world, when everything else is telling you you're great, and that voice in you is like, I don't know. If you think you can make it through the police academy, but that voice in the back of your head, because you got to go through firearms training and you've never fired a gun in your life, and you go, I don't know. I can tell you, with all the things I've been successful at, I had to deceive myself that I was going to get it, and I did. So if you want to be successful, it's simple. Lie to yourself.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tune into the award-winning, what I just say, 101.7 The Truth. Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday, 3:57, between Tori Lowe Show and me, Truth in the Afternoon. We'll be joined by Michelle Rogers, owner of the Lavish Waste, also known as the Lavish Waste. I'm just kidding. And Wellness Spa. We'll be discussing her unique approach to wellness through detoxification, non-invasive body contouring, and provide tips on weight loss management. Again, Black Business Give Back Spotlight with Lavish Waste and Wellness Spa this Friday at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So there you have it. Hi. Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, in my open, I was talking about, like, you really gotta gas yourself up in order to win. But really, when you think about it, you're lying to yourself. I knew I was gonna win. No, you didn't. That's why you lied to yourself. I knew it was gonna be great, but it wasn't. Why? Because you lied to yourself. And it's okay as long as you know you're deceiving yourself. And I knew I was deceiving myself. I'm going to do this and I'm going to jump in and I'm going to win. Then I'm lying to myself because I don't know if I'm going to win and I'm scared and I'm this. And it's okay to be that way. It's okay to be that way. But we have to look at ourselves and take personal responsibility for what we do. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Do we look to other people to be happy instead of just being happy on our own? Do we blame other people for things we do as if what they did made us do what we do? Or is it us? Or is it us? I've had a heck of a time when I'm honest about me. It doesn't fit other people's narrative, and so then they get upset. I'm with a particular organization, and I told that organization and people in the organization, hey, after this date, yeah, I'm tapping out. Like, I'll be around, and hey, what's going on? But I'm tapping out. Oh, no, you're not. Okay. And then I left. Nobody called. Nobody said, hey, where you at? Hey, I haven't seen you. Zip. Nothing. Did that reaffirm it? Or was I lying to myself all along thinking that I was needed or wanted or supported or... And then you come to the realization that it really didn't matter. The only person that thought that was me. The only person that lived through that was me. And then it became okay. You lie to yourself and something don't work, that's on you, right? Can't blame the other person. Can't blame what that organization didn't do. And actually, I don't. I think it's rather refreshing. It is. It's rather refreshing. But then what do you do when other people are lying to themselves about you? What do you do when other people, when you tell them A, and they say, oh, no, it's not A, it's B. No, it's A. No, it's not A, it's B. Just stop sharing. And you move on. And you move on. Oh, by the way, some news just broke. It's good news, but it's bad news. It just broke around an hour. Couple hours or so ago from JS Online. The state issued $5,500 penalties against MPS citing lead cleanup issues. But instead of paying the $5,500 penalties, MPS can use the money for ongoing lead renovations. That's according to the state. Now, the State Department of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services issued a $5,500 fine against MPS for violating state code during lead remediation work in four schools this spring and summer. Now, you also know that they had to fire their maintenance guy because the maintenance guy didn't know what he was doing, allegedly. Among other issues, paint chips, construction debris were found in areas said to have already undergone cleaning, final cleaning, according to a June 10th DHS order. It references a lead cleanup work between March 20th and June 9th at Starms Early Childhood Center, La Follette Elementary School, Fernwood Montessori, and Brown Street Academy. The State Health Agency also fined MPS for repeated noncompliance, and a failure to follow guidance from March. Yeah, I'm gonna trust them. Yeah, okay. When the district was previously cited for violating cleanup rules. Among other issues, the state took issue with findings that children had returned to a classroom where lead paint debris was within an arm's length of a child's desk. DHS said that instead of paying the fee to the state treasurer, NPS should reinvest the money into its lead efforts. I get it. NPS is trying. I applaud NPS, but that is stupid. How do you find somebody $5,500 and then say keep the money and use it to fix something that I fined you for? Like, what? That means there is zero burn, and so that nobody feels the pinch. Think about that. Nobody feels the pinch, and there's no corrective action because what? You have to pay anything. What does punishment have to be? Right? There are three things that make up punishment. Google it. What makes punishment work? Nah. It has to be swift, fast, and certain. Make the mistake, get it right away. Here's the amount, and you got to pay it by here. Swift, certain. But for some reason, and that's the idiocy of the idiots at the state in cahoots with the idiots at NPS. Well, we'll be nice to y'all because, you know. Then why'd you fine them? This is a non-story if they didn't pay the fine. Hey, NPS got fined and they paid it and then they picked up the thing. Now, what makes them do it is they have to pay the fine and then pay to clean it up. If it costs you $5,500 to pick some stuff up off the floor, you're an idiot all by yourself. The state agency also set a June 24th deadline for NPS to answer questions about future renovation work. Interim Chief of Operations Michael Terza from NPS addressed the most recent violations during a school board meeting on June 17th. He said 7 of the 13 code violations took place before the former director of facilities and maintenance department, Sean Kane, left the job in early April, which I suspected. Terza said the violations were individual instances of improper work practices that were quickly corrected. I can assure you that we are taking everyone that they have with seriousness that it deserves. Via phone on June 18th, Kane said he hadn't seen the recent DHS order, but while on the job, he tried to work with DHS officials to stay in compliance with state guidelines. He said, we were trying to work with them and we're getting blasted for it. But that's what the state does, especially when they don't like you. They never liked NPS. They never liked NPS. But then somebody at DPI must have liked them because they messed up 29 billion times, but yet they still got a pass. Or maybe they just like the former superintendent and they don't like outside people. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think the state is picking on NPS. Do you? I think so. I think the state is picking on NPS. Yes, you heard it right. Mark the recording. I am actually taking up for NPS. I like the new superintendent. I think she's going to do a phenomenal job. I think she's going to, I'm not going to say I think. I hope. She does a phenomenal job, and I hope that she is able to bring about the change that we need. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the talk and text. Dr. Ken, I apologize for being late to class. Good evening for the night class, mate. Hello, Kawanda. How you doing? See, I'm only going to say hello to Kawanda because Reginald tripping. Not really a city girl is here. Reginald said we're going to see a whole bunch of hazmat suits running around NPS buildings all summer. As you should. And they're going to take care of it and they're going to work at it. My question is this. Stop expecting perfection. And don't use the kids as an excuse. Adults can get lead poisoning too. Just not as bad. So come on. Give them a break. Okay? Was that all right? Oh, well. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I got a question for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Because y'all need a vision benefit with your office.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers came up short Tuesday night in Chicago, falling to the Cubs 5-3 at Wrigley. Saya Suzuki's three-run homer in the fifth made the difference.
Patrick's 1-0 pitch is a fly ball left field. Deep. Collins back at the track. It is gone. A three-run home run by Saya Suzuki. And just like that, a 2-1 lead becomes a 4-2 deficit for the Crew.
Milwaukee now sits at 39-34 on the year. Brewers get back at it Wednesday night in Chicago with first pitch at 7.05 p.m. On the ice, the Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, taking down Edmonton 5-1 in Game 6. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams, member FDIC.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Kwanda, is it okay if I say this on the air? Let me know. Hit me in the chat and let me know. Reginald said that person from MPS who resigned hired several people who were not in possession of the proper certifications and licenses to perform many operations with or for MPS.
Yes,
they were. And so now we have incompetent people. That's not a bad thing. If you want me to fix your car and I just got certified as a auto mechanic yesterday, I'm incompetent. If I just learned how to be a talk show host and went through training and got on the air today and finished yesterday, I'm incompetent. You should embrace it. Everybody's incompetent at something. But not when it comes to a certification. If you're certified, that means you can do the work. If you're not certified, you can't do the work. You can do the work under some direction until you learn techniques and then do it on your own. But other than that, I don't know. So I was reading in here and everybody was throwing up prayers and, you know, the little heart. I hate when they do that with the little heart thing with their finger. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, whatever. It's just, anyway. And so, again, we're so positive that when bad things happen, we fall apart. And see, in the coming months, I'm going to be talking about that too. You know what a black swan is? A black swan event, right? Here's a black swan. Have you ever seen a pigeon before in Milwaukee? Yes. And a pigeon is what? About that big? Yes. You know how big they are in South America? 6-foot wingspan. But you would tell everybody, oh, no, they're all that small. Every city I go to, they're that small. So a black swan event is all swans are white because I've never seen a black swan, therefore all swans are white. And because no one's ever flown a plane into a building and made them fall, no one ever will until it happens. 9/11 was a black swan event. Those things happen. Everybody thinks they won't happen to them. Can you plan for a black swan event? Yes. You can plan that it'll happen. You just won't know what will happen. Saving money, investing, doing all those things. Well, what are you saving for? You're going to die. You can't take it with you. Well, that's dumb. Because what if you don't die? And what if you live longer? Because now life expectancy is significantly longer than it used to be. Now what? But yet, we never look at life that way. That black swan events are going to happen. Plan for it. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, then get insurance, right? Insurance on your car is planning for a black swan event. Why? Because you might get into a car accident. You might roll your car. You might get hit by a bus. You'll survive, but your car didn't. So what do you need? Insurance. For what? Black swan. Kwanda was held up at gunpoint this morning after she got off work. One of our fans in the YouTube chat got held up at gunpoint. So here's the kicker. Is that normal? Is that something? I never expected it to happen to me. I'm so upset. Okay. So what do? You plan for something to happen. So when it happens, you need to decide now what it is you're going to do. Are you going to follow what the person says? Give me your wallet here. Give me your money here. Give me your car here. Why is that? Because 9 times out of 10, compliance means safety. I'm never telling you what to do, but I can tell you what I did. That's what we do, compliance. But that was before I was a cop. Now I'm not a pushover. But I'm sorry that happened to you, Kwanda. My suggestion to you is work with the authorities to get as much information. That's because I glanced and looked at something. As much information that you possibly can. I hope you called it in to the police, and I hope you reported it. And if they took anything, make sure you take care of yourself. Okay? Get advice from the police or a counselor on some of the things to do to protect yourself, protect if they took identification, things like that. And that's it. See, I'm more pragmatic about that because I live in a time where I expect it to happen. Like I used to be asked, why do you keep that in your car? And this and that. I say, because eventually I'm going to run across an accident and I'm going to need it. I used to think it was dumb, but now I carry Narcan. Because somebody's going to touch something, going to do something. It's not going to be their fault. They didn't even take the drug, but they're going to come in contact with fentanyl and do what? Stop breathing and turn blue. So I'll just reach in my pocket and pull out Narcan and go, and that'll be that. Why? Black swan event. And those things happen in life, and you have to plan for it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, first thing I want to say to the young lady who got robbed this morning, I hope she'll be okay. But I will suggest to her, considering she a woman, get you a nice 44 Magnum, and the next time they run up, aim for the face. Because some of them is not going to stop until they rest in the box. But don't let this take away from you being a good spirited person you is. Get you something nice and big and long, like a 44 Magnum or a 38 long. And when they come running towards you, make sure you keep pulling the trigger. Because obviously somebody sent them the wrong direction, and you can send them the right direction. And then they mama can get on the phone and talk about how they was about to change their life around. They got saved by God. Except this time they can sit up there and play chess with God. All free will. I hope you be okay. Bye-bye.
So, Couple issues. Number one, if you're a woman, you probably couldn't handle a 44 Magnum. Number two, if you're a man, most men can't handle a 44 Magnum. So what are we doing? That's one. Number two, she was held up at gunpoint. So if she was held up at gunpoint, that means the other person had a gun. They got a gun and you got a gun. It's called like shootout. Had one of those in Milwaukee over the last week or so. Multiple. Talked about the video yesterday of the woman who had to pull her kid out the yard because they were shooting. The same shooting, I believe, on 46 in Hampton where the police officer got shot in the leg. So I'm just saying. Reginald said it, but he was talking about something else. Reginald says, sadly, we live in a society where incompetence is praised and promoted, and common sense is an uncommon virtue. Common sense will fail you, too. Common sense is based on experience. Experience is based on the past, and the past rarely dictates the future. That's where Black Swan events come from. She said, I have and talked with the police. Definitely very nice. Well, what I would first say, Kawanda, I'm not going to read your response on the air because I think I'm going to leave that there. But what I would suggest you do is find your nearest women's center, find your nearest police station, see if you can find some classes for women's self-defense. Don't learn all the little pretty gadgety things that people learn. If you're going to learn self-defense, go take a martial art. Go take something that you're going to learn how to defeat yourself. Take something that if you get abducted, how to get away. Those types of classes. Not the pretty, here's your pepper spray. Psh, yeah, I get it. The problem is you have to understand that when you pepper spray, you're probably going to get pepper sprayed too. Because there's residual effect. Like all those things. And if you do, get trained in it. Go to a women's center around you. Go to the police station. Go to a women's shelter. Find where they have good, decent, and I mean a self-defense class that's not just a couple weekends or a Saturday afternoon, but over the weeks. And if you're going to do that, just start taking a martial art if you can. And there's a martial art for every single person. Every single person based on how you live. My suggestion, especially for women, gung fu. Because based on how you're built and how you move and your age, they can find a style that you can use to defend yourself. I'm just saying. 44 degree Magnum. 44 caliber Magnum. Come on, Al. Come on. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, hey, Fonz, is that for my show or for everybody? Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think we got another break to take. So, like, I'm so far behind. And whose fault is it? It's Al's.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Andy, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Yeah, good afternoon, evening. I was starting out thinking, you know, in the girls' defense, I was 32 when I started riding a motorcycle.
Okay.
And it was the Harley, and then I jumped up to a bigger, full classic Harley. And when I was going through learning how to ride the bike, I also took a small, like a medium, not a beginner, one step up from a beginner on karate.
Okay.
Because that one, and that's a really good self-defense. And then another one is definitely go get a go get your carrying concealed, get your schooling done.
If you choose to. No, don't just start telling people to go get a gun if you choose to.
Oh, no.
It's just an option.
If you'd want, right. But if you want to, do it the proper way. Be responsible.
Correct.
That's what I am saying.
Correct.
That's where the carrying concealed class teaches you how to be responsible, how to hold a gun, outdoor range, and they have an indoor range. And they're on American Hunters and Safety.
Right. Okay.
And you can call them. And you would learn how to do it. And I mean, I shot a 44, and it's really, a 44 is nice, but it's hard to pull the magazine back.
Well, we're not gonna get into the technical nomenclature of guns.
But I'm just saying, But I'm just saying, if somebody fears your life, and even now I found out they even sell pepper spray at Target.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow. But you have a good evening, sir.
Thank
you
much. I appreciate you, Andy. Take care. Keep listening.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
833-212-1017 is the number. So one of my suggestions is realize, and you have to learn techniques on what your surroundings are. Situational awareness. I told the story on the air. I talked about the reporter that almost got abducted. Situational awareness is number one. Number two is an escape route. Never go in anywhere where you know you can't get out. If you got to go somewhere and it's new, go scout out the place. You got to drive there, know what routes you are, what the names of the streets are, where the dead ends are, where they're not. There are very, very basic things you can do, not just a lot of things you can do, before you get yourself into a space. So if the person's been watching you, you see what I'm saying? Here's what we do. Our ego says, I'm not changing what I'm doing. I've been doing this all this time, and I keep going to this place, nobody do anything. I don't care if that person's there looking at me or I'm going in defiance. And then something happens. And then you talk, and then you doubt yourself saying, oh, I should have went there. Or I saw the person, or I heard the person, or they said something to somebody else, or somebody else said something to me, and I should have heeded their warning. The first time you felt, why is that person looking at me? Go find somewhere else to get gas. Go find somewhere else to go shopping. Yeah, but it's convenience. That's not the point. Usually the way that works is the hardest way. I know I'm a victim of domestic violence. I know I got beat up. I know I got stalked. All this other stuff. But I don't want to get rid of my cell phone. Huh? I think that person put a tracker on my phone. I think that person, he keeps calling me, texting me, all that. Huh? She keep harassing me. Get rid of your phone. Well, I don't want to get rid of my phone. My kids won't have, you just give them the number the way everybody else gets the number. It's really easy. Like, I don't understand. If you got 1,800 numbers in your phone, eventually those 1,800 numbers will come back. I'm just saying. But we don't like to be inconvenienced. We like to take the easy way out. When we fix stuff, we just want to take the easy way to fix it instead of what? Instead of sitting down, taking the time, correcting the problem so that it never occurs again. Because that's what I do. And then I got to catch myself, right? Try to take the easy way. All right, what's going to stop this from happening? Sometimes trust your instincts. If you've been living in an underground parking garage and every time you go in an underground parking garage, all the lights are on and everything's fine. And then you go back in and the lights are out. Why did you pull in? Why did you get robbed? Why did cars get broken into? Well, I didn't know it was going to happen. What was wrong? What was different? The light was out, and that voice in the back of your head said, why the light out? Trust that. If you're wrong, you're fine. But if you're right, you're alive. You have to trust your instincts. Now, I'm not saying trust your instincts and start going all off on people. I don't like you. You're a bad person. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you feel yourself in danger or you think someone is following you, drive to the nearest police station. You have an app on your phone that's a map called Find the Nearest Police Station. Number two, don't take the same way to work every day or home every day. Change. And if you start seeing the same car behind you, drive to the police station. If you think it might be the wrong person, too bad, so sad. There are really basic things you can do to make sure you are safe. Kwanda, I'm glad that you're safe. I'm glad that you were okay. But if you notice them watching you, next time that happens, he may not think you're cute. He may want to rob you. Next time you come around, don't come around. Go somewhere else. And it's tough, especially for a woman. Especially. So I feel for you. I believe you'll be okay. I believe you'll be okay. My suggestion is to, if you want to go a certain route, you look up the US CCA. Look at the women's groups around you that can get you self-defense classes and just help your mindset be the mindset that's going to keep you safe. Because that's really what it takes. Sometimes it just simply takes turning around and walking away. Sometimes it takes not doing things because you think you're going to be right about it, but doing it because you're going to keep yourself safe. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.